The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, and g'day, mate. Welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
It's Anzac Day, the 25th of April, and episode 302. Welcome along to what is a long weekend, and it's been so long since we've had one. Oh, no, it hasn't.
Thankfully, no, it hasn't.
Easter, and so now we have Anzac, and because it's a Saturday, the holiday is Monday eyes now. And then the next thing is King's Birthday, and then Matariki, and then it's the long haul to Labour Weekend, which we are particularly looking forward to.
It will be a long haul.
Followed by a long haul. More on that in episodes to come. If you were up early for the dawn service today, good on you. If you take some time at any point of the day / weekend to pause and respect those who've served their country. And that could be not only, obviously, in any of the armed forces, but also the service industries, whether it's police, fire, health, St. John, whatever, those who serve us. And I don't necessarily mean waiters and waitresses and kitchen staff.
No, although a lot of people I know could be a lot kinder to those people as well.
Oh, yes. But those who've dedicated their lives to the service of others, we thank you and we are grateful. We recognise that today, and it's the, I don't know, must be 109 or 110 years since the actual landing at Gallipoli. Oh, no, it'd be 109 years because it was 2017, wasn't it? And which means it was 100 years in 2017.
Which makes sense. I remember that.
Yep. And 110 next year. Gosh, that's flown. Anyway.
Yes, not too many of the old guard left.
No.
From that.
Oh, from the original conflict?
Yes.
I don't think any now.
From that.
I'm trying to remember the name.
I think they call them.
Yes. There was a gentleman down here who I had the pleasure of interviewing on a couple of occasions. Fred, his name will come to me later on. War Affairs. Fred Rogers, the late Fred Rogers, and he was very open to talking about his experiences in Gallipoli, which it was a pleasure to listen to. And, you know, he would get teary during his recountings, but I think he was just, maybe there was a mixture of therapy in it, but also he wanted people to learn the lesson.
Yeah, so many of them didn't want to talk about it when they got back.
Any conflict.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of those families don't really know. All they know is, I guess, that the person who came back wasn't the person who left.
And quite often had, you know, lots of issues, turned to alcohol.
Oh, and they were not looked after. You know, they were just...
Not that there's a hell of a lot different to, let's pick on the American service people who have returned from the various conflicts and you see them struggling and abandoned. I don't know what it's like in New Zealand, to be fair.
No, I guess part of that is because not many of them serve actively,
in such theatres.
On a battle front, so to speak. But, I forgot what I was going to say now. Something about...
Trauma.
In America, at the very least, the fantastic Gary Sinise.
Oh, yeah.
Who... You might remember from such shows as NCIS, I think.
CSI New York.
CSI New York.
But he's Lieutenant Dayan.
Yes, and Lieutenant Dayan.
That's why he recognises the service people.
Well, he's got a foundation that looks after returned servicemen, mostly, and women, who've lost limbs or incapacitated in some way. And it's just amazing. I mean, he's in a position to do that, and he uses that position. So he's in a band, of course, so they have concerts.
Quite the bass player.
Yeah, so that's really cool, actually, and he's just very cool. He lost his own son to cancer, I think, actually, a while ago. There was something about him recently, but he does great work, but he is in a position to do so, but does it, could keep it all to himself, but he doesn't. I don't think there's anything like that in New Zealand.
Well, in the spirit of Anzac, and it was really interesting last weekend because, of course, the V8 Supercars, the Australian Supercar Championship, was in New Zealand for a doubleheader. And Mark Larkham, who does the pit lane commentary and strategic commentary, did an outstanding introduction and talked about the history of motor racing in New Zealand from his perspective as an Australian. He grew up knowing the circuits, which included Teretonga, but had never been here for so long, but knew of the history of motor racing in New Zealand. And look, hats off to Supercars. They did an outstanding job of recognising and respecting this country's involvement in motorsport.
And Christchurch generally.
They had a great time.
It was a great PR exercise for the whatever their promotions, city promotions thing is.
Yeah.
They were really positive about the area, and I expect that there'll be improvements to the track facilities as a consequence.
Anyway, the point was that they were talking about the Anzac spirit, the bond that exists between New Zealand and Australia, forged back in the Anzacs. And that's kind of the theme we'll run through today, because we've got music from both sides of the ditch. And lots to talk about. I kind of thought you'd have gone for an Australian artist for your first track. I was a little surprised by what you went for, but that's not new. Never heard of them.
No, brand new release. It's his first studio album, and this is the title track off it. I had never heard of him, but it came up in my new releases, on Spotify.
Yep.
And I periodically just leave that running in the background while I'm doing something else. And this one rather tickled my fancy. And then I discovered that he was an Australian Indigenous individual. Young chap, same age as Ludlow the Younger. So pretty young. His name's Budjara. Comes from, what's the name of it? Starts with the area that he comes from, starts with in New South Wales. So not much to tell you about him really, apart from that. He's newish to the scene. He won the Australian Indigenous Musician of the Year award recently-ish. And this is his latest single, title track from his album Gentleman.
You got me checking myself in the mirror, wearing a thing you like. Spraying my neck with that love cologne, maybe I better spray twice. I wanna get down on latitude like you ain't known before. I know you don't love busy, promise I won't make it hard. Let me pull out the chair for you, and I can open the door you choose. When you need me, I'm gonna come correct. Look at you, God must be an architect. When the bill comes, I'm gonna pay the check. Get ready for a night you won't forget. Girl, I know you a boss, won't take that from you. Tonight I'm gonna spoil you like the royal family do. Baby, take the night off. Time and work it out with you. gonna keep composed and tell you want me to turn it off. I go where you wanna go, baby, it's your world. Pull out all the stops for you, anything for my girl. Let me pull out the chair for you, and I can open the door you choose. When you need me, I'm gonna come correct. Look at you, God must be an architect. When the bill comes, I'm gonna pay the check. Get ready for a night you won't forget. Girl, I know you a boss, won't take that from you. Gentlemen, but I
think about you every day.
All kinds of crazy thoughts.
Crazy.
I can barely sleep.
Let me take my hat off to you, baby.
Let me take my hat off to you, girl.
We are TNN, The New Normal. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge coming via Radio Southland. That is new music from Budjara, a young Aboriginal Australian artist, and the title track from their new album, Gentleman. Has a real kind of Jamiroquai vibe to it.
Yeah, kind of funky.
And the tone of his voice, I think.
Yeah.
He sounds a lot like JK.
Yeah, true that.
It's Anzac Day, which is why we're recognising music from both sides of the Tassie. If you were at the Dawn service earlier on this morning, Anya, Anzac Stories and Crafts is an activity taking place at Hawakatuia, the temporary art gallery and museum space on the corner of Don and Calvin Streets here in Invercargill. Happening now, if you're catching the live broadcast, it started at 11 o'clock, goes through till 2 o'clock. It's free. Your age doesn't matter, but for young kids, they do need supervision, so don't drop them and run. There are a whole lot of hands-on craft activities, like you create a wooden poppy, which you get to take home. The storytelling sessions, and they're really powerful. You forget how, as humans, we enjoy hearing and listening to stories, and it's a great way of retelling history. In fact, it's how it always happened. Around the campfire. So if you want to check that out, Anzac Stories and Crafts at Hawakatuia in Invercargill through until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Later on, the results of our Worst TV Commercial Online poll, Lyndall's Real World and Bad Joke or Dad Joke. It's been another week of shit-awful weather elsewhere. And Wellington really had it served up to them this time. And interestingly, it wasn't really the shortcomings of their infrastructure system, but more the intensity of the deluge in most cases. Because I saw a time-lapse photo that was on one of the news channels, must have been One News, that showed upstairs photos that were taken by somebody of the flooding outside. And how it peaked and how quickly it actually drained away, which goes to show that the infrastructure was working. It was, you know, you just only fit so much through a pipe.
Yes, correct.
And, of course, they're on the book of face, assorted people from Wellington marking themselves as safe from the flooding popping up during the week. But we have, interestingly, so far in 2026, bearing in mind this is only the fourth month, we've just about completed it, already this year, we have had more civil defence emergencies in New Zealand than any other year.
In total.
Pause on that for a second. And if you're someone that says that climate change is bullshit, bang your head against a wall until it really hurts. There are natural variations that happen, but it's those extremes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's, from an infrastructural side, really hard to cope with. And it promotes a whole lot of really awkward conversations, like people who are in certain areas where it happens a lot. Do they need to move the town?
Yeah, interesting. I just saw a headline on Friday morning somewhere in the North Island. The Ministry for Housing, or whatever they are called, social development, building, you know, social housing, the locals are more than a little concerned that the ministry are planning on putting some social housing in a flood-prone zone. And I'm like, oh, you people.
No. You tell us how to do our jobs and then you can't even get your own one right.
Yeah, oh, that's just foolish. And I have to say, I did find myself agreeing, don't shoot me, with David Seymour earlier in the week. I just read a headline, so I didn't read the rest of it, but I only read the headline. And he was saying that actually, a managed retreat, I suppose we would call it, is a community decision, not a government decision. And actually he's quite right, I think.
Yep.
The communities actually have to realise and make the decision to move. But it doesn't have to be tomorrow, right? You've got...
And we get that it's somebody's private equity in their own property. But, you know, so I come from Belcluth, a big river town. And river's been there long before people started. And as humans, we've always kind of built next to rivers, but rivers will go where rivers want to go, not where you tell them. And you can mitigate flooding events a little bit, but that's not eliminate, because sometimes the intensity, you know, the 84 floods were the last biggest ones here in Invercargill, and everybody says we're really lucky we haven't had one since, and the flood infrastructure's gone in that the regional council's put in. But we actually also haven't had the deluge, that the intensity over a short time frame that happened back in 1984 that resulted in it. We've had a few that came close, and everything's gone as it should
have been. Well, not for the city. We have had some more rural problems. As the water has come at great volume from the headwaters, you know, it might not rain here, but it but it might be raining at the top of the river, and it turns up eventually.
Well, what's the there's a community in North Canterbury where the local government have come in and said, well, we need to move away from this area.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a 30-year plan, and so the property owners, understandably, are going, well, who's going to pay for that? And I said, well, what do you want? Do you want to be living somewhere where you can get insurance?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Or do you want to run the risk and people aren't going to be able to continually keep bailing out when natural disasters happen?
And some people are happy to make that choice, right? Yeah. There's that part of the Hawke's Bay that is often used as an example. You know, they've decided that they'll stay and you know, hope, but have nothing to hand on to their families because that property will be not able to be handed on or remain. Once they cease to be, the property will be done.
River plain.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know.
But, yeah, and that's a personal choice, and it's not up to everybody else to cover it off. It's unfortunate, but it's... Oh, dear. Pardon the simile, but, I mean, if somebody has a house fire and doesn't have insurance... It's kind of like, well, you know.
Yeah, but that's...
couldn't afford it. I understand that.
That's different to...
But if you keep having a house fire...
The decision makers enabling development in those areas, that's, you know... Anyway. Yeah. We could be here all day about
and those are more recent.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's a blatantly obvious house in Invercargill next to the Arete River. On your way out to Sandy Point, and you look at it and go, how the heck did they get permission to build there? But it's still there. Just seems a little bizarre. And look, anyway, the bottom line is it's unfortunate what they've been through in Wellington. They have survived. And again, the overriding story that comes out, well, a couple of things. One, the message that Civil Defence keep putting out, which is don't wait to be told. if you see rapidly rising rivers, evacuate or get to somewhere safe.
But common sense is good.
Yep. And that's because how do you tell everybody these days? I don't know. Well, we sent a message out to cell phones. I didn't get one.
Well, it's no good if the cell phone network's down, is it?
Well, and that too. And that, why didn't somebody tell us this was coming? And Met Service are going, this just materialised so quickly that we couldn't see it coming.
Yeah,
it
but the week before, they did tell them and they complained because they...
Oh, yes, the mayor of Portiki.
They were overtold. Yeah. So,
well, there was a cyclone heading towards your particular district,
so we did tell
your worship, and then it tracked off to the east suddenly.
You can't win.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though.
I'd rather know. I'd rather be warned and then people can make a grown-up choice.
It's interesting. I was reflecting on this yesterday, actually, and around the waste minimisation consultation that the Invercargill City Council are doing. And quoting some examples from Japan, and the difference, I think, is that there's a much stronger sense of personal responsibility there.
Yeah.
So they take their own role in keeping their communities safe very seriously and very conscientiously, whereas we're more inclined to go, well, it's somebody else's responsibility, I'm not going to do it. So there's a bit of that too, isn't there?
Comes right down to rubbish bins there, though, talking of waste minimisation. Try and find a rubbish bin in Turkey, you won't. Why not?
Yeah,
because people take their rubbish home.
That's right. And then they wash their plastics and they remove the labels. There's one town in Japan that's got 42 different categories of recycling, and they all do it. I can't imagine Kiwis doing that so much.
No.
And
well,
everything's designed for that too, right? All their new plastics and things have got labels that come off and the little lid holder thing, you know, the little neck thing, they all come off. You know, they enable it at manufacture level as well.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. It's Anzac Day.
It is Anzac
Day. Another.
I foolishly, actually, just before I came in, I was investigating something, and I had, because the day is Mondayised, I had thought that the compulsory shutdown of retail would be Monday.
Mm-mm.
But it's not a Saturday because it's Anzac Day is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had just not computed that clearly.
Although there's been a lot of changes in advertising standards. It used to be there was no advertising on Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Christmas Day, and Anzac Day until 1 p.m. But all that's changed now. And so I wonder when the shopping rules change, because remember, unless you're a tourist town, you've got to shut on a stat hole.
Yeah.
And the majority of the stat holes are Christian festivals, and that doesn't necessarily reflect
their community.
We were talking
about that recently.
Well, things change for selling alcohol on Good Friday and Easter Sunday recently.
Yeah, I think maybe this week or last week there was an article on the news about the changes to shopping.
Must catch up on that.
Yes. So I have to sleep in on Saturday because the message I was going to do on Saturday morning, I can't do it till after 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So what a shame.
Okay. Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats is a song that was written by Harry Vander and George Young. Now, they're a songwriting duo. George Young, by the way, is a brother of the Young Brothers from AC/DC.
Oh.
It's a Scottish family.
Must have been cold.
They've written a lot of songs, Vander and Young, right through to Mark Williams' Show No Mercy. And back in the 60s, 1966, they wrote Friday on My Mind for the Easy Beats. Now, that song, which was incidentally covered by Gary Moore, formerly of Thin Lizzy.
Oh.
He did a very rocky version back in the 80s. And also David Bowie released a cover version in 1973 on his album Pin-Ups. And of that cover version that that David Bowie did, Harry Vanda said it was the only cover he ever liked.
I really like it, actually.
So remember in 2001 in New Zealand, we released, APRA released the top New Zealand 100 songs of all time. And Nature by The Formula was number one. Remember that?
Yes.
They did the same thing in Australia.
Oh.
And this was their number one song.
Ah.
And they did it at the same time. So it, although Australia did their top 30 Australian songs as at 2001. And the number one song was the next one in our Anzac Spirit that we will enjoy from the Easy Beats as we have Friday on our mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Fluffy Slipper Lounge with our Anzac Weekend Special, Aussie music from the Easy Beats from 1966 and Friday on My Mind. And Monday, I'll have Friday on My Mind except for next week because Monday, we'll just be enjoying Monday. Tuesday, however, I will probably have Friday on my mind. Love that song. Thank you for listening. It's nice to have you on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, which is available as a podcast, in case you didn't realise. You can get it on Apple Podcasts. If you're an Android, Google Play have an app called accessmedia.nz. You download it, you select Radio Southland as your station, then scroll through to the letter T, and you'll find that Fluffy Slipper Lounge in there. And it's on Radio Southland's website, radiosouthland.org.nz. If you want it first, Friday night, 8 o'clock, we have a Facebook page and an Instagram account on which we're sharing lots of interesting memes and reels at the moment. And if you've got some, message us and we'll share them to interesting memes and reels on Instagram. A bit hard to share links on that, but you know, we'll, a lot of what Lyndall talks about in her real world will come up there. Going to check out our Musical Taste of Asia in just a moment. First, though, a bit of philosophy. So one of the talking points globally at the moment is obviously what's going on in the Middle East. So often we say that. So a guy called Mohammed Safa has summarized the situation in this way, and I'm quoting them. The Iranian Navy, which has been destroyed 8 times, closed the Strait of Hormuz again because the United States, for the 7th time, won a war that wasn't a war. So the United States can open the Strait of Hormuz that was open before the not war. The not war that started to get the uranium that was completely obliterated so that Iranians can't build the nuclear bomb that they weren't building for the not war that the United States started. Then the United States, which has nuclear weapons, threatening to use nuclear weapons to prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons because having nuclear weapons is dangerous.
Mm.
If the United States saw what the United States is doing in the United States, the United States would invade the United States to liberate the United States from the tyranny of the United States.
Yes, I agree with much of that.
It's slightly tongue-in-cheek, but there's a part of it that goes...
It's not based in fiction.
That summary at the end is quite right. There are some double standards. But I also saw a reminder that... previous Democrats, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, had both said, you know, we'd go in and bomb Iran. It may have been that, and we would, not we are, the cases in that situation may have been more legitimate. And also back in those days, they had a Secretary of Defense, not a Secretary of War.
Yeah.
What a muppet that
twat
waffle is.
Yes. Oh, it's just
I'm
beyond words.
Quoting the Bible as he thought, but he was quoting Quentin Tarantino. dear. Samuel L. Jackson.
It's the unpredictable nature of his behaviour that's particularly dangerous.
You can't believe anything the Oompa Loompa says.
No.
Just nothing.
But the people who have to do as he bids do it.
Imagine being one of his security agents and having to take a bullet for that.
Yeah, I think I'd be ducking.
Mm. Oh, so moment's hesitation. I'm better than the air. Musical Taste of Asia.
So I was looking for an Anzac kind of a theme link something, and I did actually find a couple of Asian Kiwis, but I'm still working my way through their playlists to see what I really like.
I'm surprised that there wasn't a particular Korean boy band that features an Australian and an American that what we may have seen live in concert recently.
Well, this one's got 2 Australians.
Double the pleasure.
So, Stray Kids, if you haven't worked that out, they've got 2 Australian members, Chris Bang-chan and Felix. Chris was actually... He left Australia at 13. He passed an audition, a global audition for JYP Entertainment, and went to Korea at 13 on his own and was a trainee for 7 years, which is a very long time to be in that.
It's no different to a lot of young people being sent to Europe to learn to race cars, though, is it?
I don't know much about that, so I can't comment, I don't suppose. No. But there's such an intense training. Like they have to go to school and they still have to do all their training. And he was a high achiever anyway. He was a competitive swimmer and a concert pianist and a ballet dancer originally. And so, you know, that typical kind of Asian focus on things. Stray Kids, it's interesting in that normally the production companies choose the band, the groups, and put them together. But Stray Kids, actually, he chose all of the members. He was... given the authority to actually put the group together. So he chose the trainees from some variety of things. And he's also hugely involved in production and writing and stuff. So he is the group leader, but he's really the group leader. He's got a lot to do. And he's a really good producer. He's got a really good ear. And Felix, Felix nearly missed out, but he was involved in some kind of reality show and he was given the boot at one point and then they got him back. And he's, as far as a marketing tool, he's the bee's knees. He's got big, he's got like Louis Vuitton and those kinds of endorsement.
Oh, wasn't he at the Australian Open?
No, that was Mark Lee.
Oh, okay.
Who's Canadian.
Oh.
Of
course.
Yes. We featured one of his songs a while ago, actually, Mark's. So, yeah, Stray Kids, I'm a stan of the Stray Kids. They're just a wee bit different. They're not quite the K-pop mainstream. They're just a wee bit different style and a wee bit different approach. And I know our lovely friend in Christchurch, she's a daughter of one of your program makers. She's a big fan of the Stray Kids. It was funny, actually, one night I was...
she just turned 30.
Yeah, young.
I knew her when she was a kid.
Yes.
Bloody hell.
I was standing outside Christchurch Airport one night waiting for my Uber to pick me up, and there was a young woman in a Stray Kids hoodie looking a little bit stressed, but kind of not. And I was waiting. So I said, oh, I love your hoodie. And she went, oh, are you a stan? And I'm like, yes. So we had a big long conversation about Stray Kids and how she wanted to debut as a K-pop, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that was very cool, actually. And she was dead chuffed that somebody had recognised her hoodie. So, so I felt good as well. Anyway, the song I have chosen is Chick Chick Boom. A couple of years old, came off the 880E release. Not very long, as K-pop songs are not. So here you go, Chick Chick Boom.
Boom, boom, Chick Chick Boom. 정통한 맞춰내지 빠른 계획도 허점 없이 완벽한 판도 했어 춤춰 내 플랜대로 keep going But this life is regular 승리를 너무 과시했지 배불러 산책도 할 겸 뭐 느낌에 둘러 우리는 주로 나머지 전부 new and strong Yeah 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 안 되는 것 없이 I do it Just pull out my trigger I got that I'ma pop 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 take a shot yeah Shoot down my girlfriend by one night snipe them
Filling up my truck, yeah, you want that ride? Boom. Hit you like a truck, I'ma make you fly.
Boom. Vamos, I know that you want it. Boom. Lobos, we cannot stop hunting. Boom. Ra-ta-ta-ta, I'ma make it. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Vamos, I know that you want it. Boom. Chaos, we so catastrophic. Boom. Ra-ta-ta-ta, I'ma make it. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Cliche 밖에 자체가 더 cliche.
Boom.
나의 딴 견해 전부 유지.
Boom.
바뀐 건 없어, I'm not a change man.
내 행보는 여전히 그 다음 level, I'm a day pay.
표치 안 봐라, 시간 봐라, 지도 다 달았지. I'm the owner of my goal. 진짜 만난 봉, I make it right. 점점 조져 clear.
정적을 깨부리진 나의 trigger fire.
Fire.
착각까지 관역을 더 위로 올려.
Feeling on my truck, yeah, you want that ride. Boom. Hit you like a truck, I'ma make you fly.
Boom. Vamos, I know that you want it. Boom. Love us, we cannot stop on it. Boom. Ra-ta-ta-ta, I'ma make it. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Vamos, I know that you want it. Boom. Chaos, we so catastrophic. Boom. Ra-ta-ta-ta, I'ma make it. Boom. Boom. Boom.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, our Anzac Day special. Thanks, Radio South, and we are TNN, the new normal. Stray Kids, Chick Chick Boom, question of pure ignorance. What's a stan?
A fan.
Of Stray Kids?
Yes.
Okay. I have learned something new. Very shortly, Lyndall's Real World. But first, a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
Did I know?
Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama
mm-hmm.
and Donald J. Trump's combined IQ is the same as Barack Obama's?
Steve Le. Le bois Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
Oh, I've got another one before we finish, but that's okay.
Well, funnily enough, you think we planned this, but actually, I've got a did you know for you too.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Do you?
I still do.
Okay.
But soon I will have did it.
Yeah, well, I do.
Yeah, I did. Did you know your pupils are the last part to stop working when you die? They dilate.
Can I show you something?
That's exactly what you've got.
That was my next thing.
We do talk to each other outside the show, but not about the show necessarily.
Every now and then we save something and go, I'll keep that for the show. The same thing. That's very. I did that at work the other day.
Oh.
And I kind of cocked it up like I did a couple of weeks ago when I was telling a joke and I told it too quickly during Fluffy Supper Lounge.
Yes, because I didn't get that one until about 3 days later. No, yeah. It was later in the show. But anyway, so today's reels are slightly educational.
Oh.
Yes. There's an account called Thalio Dive, or Thalio Dive, T-H-A-L-I-O Dive, that is actually very cunningly helping us identify sea creatures, sea fish.
Oh.
But they've got these hilarious, a couple of hilarious reels, sea creatures that are lying to you about their names.
Okay.
So the five-finger razorfish, and there's a lovely colour photo of the five-finger razorfish, does not even have hands. The wahoo, not as excited as you think it is. The nurse shark also does not have a medical licence. Mm-hmm. The batfish does not protect Gotham City. The rainbow runner doesn't have a Strava account. The immaculate puffer, decent at best, but it's trying. And the other ones are the convict surgeon fish has never been to jail, also does not have a medical license. Scribbled file fish does not know what a PDF is.
Mm-hmm.
The unicorn leather jacket is not a mythical creature, is also completely naked. Harlequin sweet lips, not that great of a kisser. Green jobfish is actually unemployed. The Indo-Pacific furry lobster, not really into the cat ear stuff. So Thalio Dive have very cunningly got these very clever names for they are the real names for the fish, but they've interpreted them in a nice and interesting way. So Thalio Dive, if you're a fisher person or interested in the marines, have a look.
Who names these fish?
I do not know. I don't know why you would call an Indo-Pacific furry lobster furry.
That's why spending a lot of time at sea is not good for you.
Well, under the sea, maybe. But, you know.
The octopus is golden.
Steve is a fish, so he'll appreciate it, I'm sure. Speaking I wonder what kind of fish he is.
An orange one.
Yes.
With arms and legs.
Hmm.
See?
Steve. Le.
The fish.
Le poisson Steve.
Steve, the fish.
He's
orange.
Il a des bras.
He has arms.
Et des jambes.
And legs.
Le poisson Steve.
I hope I got that round the right way. Yeah. I don't parlez-vous, Francais.
Well.
I just drink their alcohol and eat their food. It's Anzac Day. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Once upon a time, I used to, in my days on commercial radio, say that Dave Dobbin and Herb's Slice of Heaven should be the new national anthem of New Zealand.
Indeed. A lot of people would agree with you.
These days, I'd actually go for another one. It was released in 2011. It was the 10th biggest selling single in this country in that year. Please enjoy Socks D and don't forget your roots. This would be a great... Imagine this at the beginning of a sports event.
Yeah, could be this weekend's rugby.
We'll be talking sports straight after this at the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland.
Six sixty.
Don't forget your roots. Call 660. Have a connection to Invercargill, which is
Chris Mack,
who is a spokesperson for
the Grace Street Project.
How's construction going?
Good. Steel frames going up this week. Should
that
be
was
finished.
Exciting.
They're staying over the weekend to get it finished.
Wow, good on them. Over a long weekend.
Yeah,
that's dedication.
Well, they're out of town.
Got nothing else to do.
So they stay until it's done, and then they go.
Oh, good on them.
Yeah, so that's cool.
And great to see the project progressing.
Yes, it was even in choosing interior sort of colourways and
oh
things.
Oh, my God,
the day,
good luck
so
with
that's
it.
Exciting. Difficult.
Decisions by committee.
Especially when your budget is limited.
Yeah.
My grand ideas tend to be outside of the budget.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
At this point, it would be good for me to move on.
I would.
A couple of weeks ago, we started an online poll about what you think is the worst TV commercial. We gave you a choice of three. Trivago Man, Spark girls in their splitting car, and then that really annoying lady who comes in partway through a commercial and says, "You're watching a television commercial."
Mm.
Interestingly, opinions were divided and somewhat equal.
Uh-huh.
with the exception of television advertising lady, who most people couldn't give a flying rat's about.
Ah, interesting.
But pretty much split between Spark Girls and Trivago Man, which kind of surprised me because, you know, I'd have thought one of those was a clear winner. So in the finest traditions of local government in which we're both involved and we both have chairs, the chairs have a casting vote. So which way are you going?
Oh, I've got the Spark Girls. They are just so annoying.
Shit. It
took me a long time.
Okay.
To understand what that ad was even about.
Because I'm completely going with Trivago.
Yeah, I knew you would.
And there we were in Melbourne, and the bastard was still appearing on television. It's like, oh, no!
Yeah.
Do I have to tell you again?
It might be more a reflection of what we watch than anything, especially the YouTube advertising, because I refuse to pay for YouTube.
Yeah.
Is probably on an algorithm that feeds me that stuff more often than not.
Yeah. So there you go. The world is divided.
Yes.
Who'd have thought?
Thank you for your participation.
We do appreciate it. Sports.
Mm.
A big weekend in rugby, of course. It is the opening of Te Kaha, 1NZ Stadium in Christchurch, an amazing construction and so brilliantly located. Super round. The Blues, I should do the results from last week first. The Blues beat the Highlanders 47-40. The Waratahs beat Moana Pacifica 29-14. Chiefs squeaked out a Golden Point win over the Hurricanes 22-17. We watched that. Drua beat the Brumbies 32-28.
Go the Drua.
Who'd have thought? And the Force beat the Crusaders 31-26. So this weekend for the opening of Te Kaha, and I wonder, I ponder, will someone have the good thought and entrepreneurialism to be selling red and white tubes of glue stick?
Glue stick?
Glue stick.
Why glue stick?
No more horses.
Oh,
too soon?
It might be more PC for them to be selling miniature horses or something. Little stuffed horses.
They could rename hot dogs for the day,
yeah,
for the weekend.
Although horse pies, maybe.
Mm. Apparently, so obviously the first game has the home team, the Crusaders, playing the Waratahs. It was Friday night, 7:30, if you're catching this on Saturday. And Scribe was going to be the halftime entertainment.
Oh, that'd be all right.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
True. Not many.
No, if any.
If any. Yeah. I apologise. Saturday's games, Hurricanes play the Brumbies at 5, Blues take on the Reds at 7:30, and on Sunday the Highlanders play Moana Pacifica at 2, and the Chiefs play the Drua at 4:30. Don't we know people going to that?
We do. I just checked that, actually. And, yes, hello to Sam's mum and dad.
Yep, who we met late last year in Dunedin. They talked about going. And we're only about a month away from Super Rugby Aupiki starting. Oh, I see the Black Ferns had a good win at Hong Kong Sevens.
Yay.
Good on them. Bloody awesome women.
Yes.
We are a week away from Formula One resuming with the Miami Grand Prix. Sunday the 3rd at 4 a.m. is the sprint race, and then GP qualifying at 8 on the Sunday, and then the Grand Prix at 8 on Monday the 4th of May. And can you believe it? I've got a bloody meeting.
Oh.
A Teams meeting.
Oh, Teams. That's okay. You could be at home watching.
Dual screen.
Participating in your Teams meeting.
Yeah. I did exclaim that when I was told. And the woman who's running it said, yeah, my husband's in there too. I said, well, so is my wife. I see your husband and raise you a complete married couple. V8 Supercars, last weekend we touched on that. Christchurch ITM 440, Friday night postponed race from Taupo the previous week. Maiden win for Grove Racing's Kai Allen from DJ. Brody Kostecki was second and Kiwi Ryan Wood was third. So we got to the Saturday, and actually the weather was fine across the whole weekend, which was not what was expected. Saturday's first race was won by Brody Kostecki from Kai Allen, and so they two swapped places from Friday night. Ryan Wood was once again third. The second race on Saturday, Kiwi Matt Payne, who could have podiumed in that earlier race on Saturday had a wheel not come off his car. Kiwi Matt Payne was on the top step. Brock Feeney was second, and James Goulding was third, his first podium of the year. And Sunday, the big feature race, my God, it was action-packed. Having the lead for the Jason Richards Memorial Trophy since Taupo, Ryan Wood cruelly lost his engine just laps from the end of the race. He'd have won the trophy if he'd maintained or bettered his position.
Stink.
Yep, it did. It hurt. Kiwi Matt Payne, though, was the local hero. He won the race from his teammate Kai Allen, which was the first one, too, for Grove. Brock Fenney finished third, and Brock won the JR Trophy, which I wasn't initially. I said, oh, does it have to be Brock Fenney? But actually, he was really good in the way that he acknowledged it wasn't the way that he wanted to win, you know, for Ryan having lost his engine, which is actually bigger than I expected, bearing in mind how last season finished. So next, they're off to Tasmania, Simmons Plains, May 22nd, so another good break so they can rebuild everything. Brody Gostecki and Chas Mostert, that clash, that, man.
I didn't see the aftermath of that. Did it get untidy?
Well, more so, there was a really great post I saw on Friday morning from former racer John Bauer, who ironically is Tasmania, who said he's loving the racing at the moment. But all the bullshit that comes up about who did what, he said Craig Baird made a call on the day and gave Chas a 30-second time penalty, and he said that's the end of it.
Yeah.
It's just the media who are keeping it going.
Yeah.
And he said in some ways it's their job too, but it's self-serving because it keeps people engaged with their media so they can sell advertising.
Well, that's right, and it's not telling the truth or the facts necessarily.
But I made a positive comment on Bell's comment when he said, thanks very much, you're an absolute legend. I completely agree. It's closed, and the racing is great because there's lots of different people who've had wins.
Well, you're brave. I don't comment on any of that stuff.
Well, normally neither do I, because normally I disagree with it. NASCAR, shit weekend last weekend for SVG. Enough said. Next race is at Talladega. Shake and bake. 7 a.m. on Monday, holiday, of course. Last weekend, the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach for IndyCar. Best of the Kiwis, Sir Scott Dixon in third. Scott McLaughlin was sixth. Marcus Armstrong back in 24th. It's the road course at Indianapolis Motor Speedway this Sunday at 9:30. Brendan Leach is racing next weekend in Indonesia. Then the following week, and that's in the GT World Challenge Asia. Then the following weekend, the Australian GT Championship at Tail and Bend. Cormac Buchanan is racing in Jerez in Spain this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
Live coverage of that on the 3Now app. We won't watch it so that he has a good result.
Yes, and I hope he's recovered from his interim injury.
Well, he's had a break, so that...
Yeah, no, he had an injury in the break.
Oh, did he? Oh, I hadn't caught up with that.
Yeah, and he was doing something else and he got hurt.
Earlier in the show, we played the song that was the top Aussie song of all time, as announced back in 2001, and I mentioned, that was the Easy Beats Friday on my mind, I mentioned that the top New Zealand song was Nature by The Formula. So I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play the Mutton Birds version because I like it so much more.
Good eye.
And that's what we'll wrap up our Anzac episode of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge with. Thank you for listening. Have a great long weekend. We'll catch you next week.
Ka kite, don't be a dick.
turn something new. Mine's light with dew.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.